And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is John Williams for the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Happy to have in the studio today Councilman Patrick Johnson and Alison Shadwell Williams, the local garden designer, to talk about the Half Moon Bay Vitalization Committee projects. Lovely to have you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it, John. Thank you for having me in here today and Allie here and your support with all your expertise and planting and all the landscaping that you are an expert at. And hopefully we can utilize your expertise with the Half Moon Bay Vitalization Committee, which is the streetscape master plan kind of idea of bringing back Half Moon Bay Main Street to its restore its beauty. It was brought forward to me with Betsy from It's Italia, Cameron's, and a few other merchants that they're having issues and trying to get people to come to downtown to shop and dine. And we want to bring that experience back so we get like a visual arrival experience. And I think that arrival experience should really be starting to take shape from 92, coming into town where you first see your first sign on the left side there. It says, welcome. We have now got the weeds. Public Work has actually now starting to maintain that. And then on the right side, we have the cemetery where the walkway, we're trying to have them, Public Works, clean that area too. There's an issue with Caltrans on that. So we're trying to spruce up our town and try to get it looking better and try to get new wayfinding signs to promote traffic to the left side to go down to the Main Street. We're working on these older signs now. We're not going to do the archway. We're going to actually revitalize most of those signs that you're seeing currently that are old and outdated and need new little sprucing. And Allie here has some great ideas. I want to have Allie bring in some ideas that she's got regarding those ice plants that we see at 7-Eleven and by the tavern. She had a great idea. She's got a couple of other ideas. And hopefully we can utilize Allie's ideas in the median, which are basically drought tolerant right now, which needs some severe work. And we're finding out that some of the sprinkler systems don't work. I'd like to get those resolved and then probably do a nice DG, gold DG that was there prior to bring kind of brightness to it. I'm looking at McDonald's right now up front, and they've done a beautiful job on landscaping. I want our landscaping to outdo McDonald's landscaping. That's my goal. Allie, give me some thoughts. What do you think? What do you think?
So my first thought was at the corner of 92 and 1, there's a lot of ice plants sitting on there, which is technically invasive for California. I think what we can do is remove that and then put in perennials that give some beautification and height to the area. And those will, you know, change throughout the year. One of my first conversations with Patrick was about we should turn Half Moon Bay into a year-round super bloom so that people want to come. And that can happen from 92 all the way down and through the city. Also, along Highway 1 by the Casa Del Mar area, I see that there are some wildflowers in that area. But we could increase that and make it more beautiful and make all of downtown Half Moon Bay a super bloom capital for everybody to want to come and see.
Great idea. You get the Instagram crowd coming in. They're always up there on the Brussels sprout farm, for instance, shooting in the spring. I think there'd be a lot more people coming in attracted to this. Good idea.
Especially with our town being an agricultural town and flower industry town, we don't want to lose that because we have been. We're not as much as we were before, but our town was based on that. And of course, pumpkins. So we want to utilize those things. I also want to try to get some art inside the medians. We have a local artist. His name is Peter Hazel. He does work for Burning Man, and he started doing his first piece was Cameron bought it, and you can see it over at Cameron's. It's that large pumpkin. That was like a $4,000 piece back in the day. Well, his price has gone up because he's now well worldwide known now through his art at Burning Man. I was in touch with him. He wants to do another piece. It would be great if we can get some money raised for that and do another large pumpkin somewhere in our area to attract people. So a lot of ideas. We need some funding, of course, but we need to keep the drive forward, and hopefully we can get something going. And you're starting to see some changes already, especially with Public Works helping us out, cleaning and maintaining and cutting the weeds, which is a big help right there. I think just simple things like that, power washing the awnings on Main Street, things that just make a change, sweeping the sidewalks. Those are all the things that we are talking about, basic stuff and bigger picture items to hopefully encourage people to come downtown, spend money, and dine with us.
Excellent. So my understanding is people come in and they hit the beaches mostly, and then bypass the downtown. Some are not even aware that there is a downtown there.
John, I thank you for bringing that up, because that was brought up at our city council meeting just last Tuesday, where we need to have kiosks at all the beaches that basically say, hey, you've gotten to your destination of the beach, but we do have other things here. We have downtown here if you need some, like you forgot to bring a sweatshirt or a t-shirt or whatever you need, or for dining, for lunch, for dinner, or just to have a beer or something or a glass of wine, to have like either something you just scan with your phone or a sign that's there at the beaches. Now, the other great idea that somebody had that brought forward, it was one of the merchants, I'm not going to take the credit on this, was the signs that you have that say, hey, look out for the sneaker wave and parking's over on the left and the beaches to the right. Welcoming people to Half Moon Bay, say go down to downtown, experience our dining and experience our shopping. So utilize the sign not only just for warnings and safety, but also to promote our business.
Is that a Caltrain thing?
Well, the sheriff has access to that, and I put a phone call out, but nobody has responded on that so far. So I think there's going to be logistics on that and details. But the ideas of all these ideas coming in from merchants and residents and citizens, keep them coming. Keep them coming, because we're going to explore them all and see what we can do. And that's pretty much how you get something done. It's just keep going at it. I think these signs that we're going to be going through is going to also, I want to mention, at the city council level, what we wanted is we want it to be local merchants, citizens helping us design the signs, and then the city's going to help go through the planning process and getting any certification needed, any permits needed, they're going to help drive that forward so we can get it done. So I like the fact that the merchants are helping design these signs. And then I also like the fact that Ali can be part of and determining what kind of plants to put in the streetscape kind of master plan. Even if we're not going full bore on that plan, putting plants out in front of the merchant buildings, putting plants out front on the sidewalks in areas that the parks and area that do well versus fail, educating the public works people, because they're not really landscapers, they're not really gardeners, they're just overall maintenance, you know, kind of guys that have to kind of dabble with that stuff. With Ali's direction and help, we can help vitalize and bring back those plants and actually plant plants that will do better naturally as well.
Biodiversity coming back into Half Moon Bay, which is what we need.
Right. So with that said, I think we're on the right track. We need public input. We need merchant input. We definitely want you to, if you're for this, please, you know, get a hold of your city manager or come to the meetings. We need input, because every time we have a meeting, there's been excellent dialogue from that, and there's been a positive energy that will only translate to something happening and something changing. And I got to say thank you for everybody that has, because the last meeting was excellent with all the inputs that we got.
So timeline on this, what do you think?
Well, we've been working on this for about 6 months. Betsy, I was having lunch at Johnny's, meeting an old high school friend of mine who, you know, we were reconnecting, and she goes, Pat, I'm really upset about these polls. And I'm like, what is she talking about? New council member Johnson now has to jump into the arena here. And I'm like, and these plants on Main Street, they're all dying on the potted plants. So with that said, this started this whole committee. So this committee has been going for about 6 months, and Crystalline's been very active in the chamber. I've got to give her a lot of credit. So we've got this little group together, and they're meeting at It's Italia. I don't remember if it was Monday or Tuesdays in the morning. That's another meeting, the downtown merchant meeting. That's where a lot of this stuff's coming through. But the goals are, Betsy was like, we need to utilize these Main Street poles. And we have these poles that basically can have accommodating little banners or seasonal banners, and they're not being utilized. And we have those baskets on Main Street that have those plants, which people don't know they can buy the plants. I bought two. They're not cheap. It was $500 for two, but you can do a dedicated placard for if somebody that you're dedicating to, or like I did for my daughter's special needs class in the high school for the teacher, Kenny Gray. I did one for the people of Half Moon Bay to enjoy, which was, you know, dedicated through my company, Bo Johnson's Auto Repair. So people can do that kind of stuff, and they can buy baskets to keep Main Street looking alive, which is a goal for the Pumpkin Festival. That's what this is all about. So they are actually out now and just getting seasoned, and they're actually kind of growing and thriving now. So when the Pumpkin Festival comes, they're going to be in full. Basket's going to be really, really full and growing and all that stuff. So you will notice that, and I want people to notice those things. These are things that the citizens are doing, committees are doing, so that our town looks good. Anything like that would help. That's what I think would be appropriate for people to do. What's your thoughts, Ellie?
I agree. I think there's so much that can be done, and keeping it going all year, not just for the Pumpkin Festival, would be absolutely fantastic. As you mentioned earlier, we are a community, agricultural community and flower community, and we should really be positioning that for the public to see.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, thank you both. Lots of great ideas. Can't wait to see them come to fruition. Half Moon Bay is just going to get even more beautiful. You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. I'm John Williams.
KHMB contributor John Williams with our feature story of the week. A reminder, if you ever miss one of our on-air feature stories, they are always available on demand by going to khmbradio.com and clicking on the icon Feature Story of the Week. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson.